Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton on kind of a misty day here at Gillette Stadium where the team is practicing, getting ready for the Bills on Sunday, joined by Brian Lowe. Brian, we were out of practice a little bit earlier. Let's talk about who's here, who's not here today.
Four guys who weren't seen during the media access portion, Aaron Hernandez, no surprise there, as we've said all week. Then Logan Mankins, Julian Edelman, and Brandon Dedrick. Among the guys who were there, Kyle Love, who popped up on the injury report on Thursday, Tom Brady off the injury report, and Justin Francis coming back. So that's a little bit of a who is and who isn't there.
Well, as far as Julian Edelman and Logan Mankins, we haven't seen them in a couple of days. So what does that mean for Sunday's game?
Well, those are the two big players that clearly are in the spotlight now. By Friday, if you haven't practiced at all, and you know, for all we know, in a few hours, they'll be on the injury report with having limited participation. Maybe they get out there. Generally speaking, if you don't practice three straight days leading into a game, you're not going to play. That's a biggie as far as Logan Mankins is concerned. We know what he's played through. If he can't go, and I despite what I said, I wouldn't rule him out yet. If he can't go, then I think there's a significant trickle-down effect where we'd be seeing Donald Thomas probably enter a starting role, Dan Connolly, who was, you know, missed a game a couple weeks ago, Ryan Wendell. You'd be seeing a trickle-down effect that could be difficult against a very good defensive line. As far as Julian Edelman is concerned, we saw how much of an important part of the offense he was, how much he was targeted in the first half against Baltimore, didn't play the rest of the time. So I think Deion Branch steps in there. It's a little easier, I think, to fill Edelman's role than Mankins, but you know, the Mankins one would be significant. Then just quickly on the defensive line, Dedrick not practicing, Francis being back out there. You know, we've seen some mixing and matching among the lower end of the defensive line. Marcus Forston was cut. I don't think there's a huge impact there, but that could involve the inactives as well.
Well, another player who's not out there, Kellen Winslow, who was released from the team on Thursday afternoon, Coach Belichick said for personal reasons. What does this mean for the tight end position for the Patriots?
Well, just talking on Winslow, I mean, it's a curious situation. He was here for a week. He had a little bit of a role on last Sunday, but obviously the team and Winslow decided to part ways, whatever that is. I think Daniel Fells, I said this last week, he steps into a bigger role. I think he played for the first time against Baltimore. You know, you got Gronkowski, who's the rock there. You got Michael Haumanu'i. Hernandez still being out. There's a little bit of a lack of depth. You know, Gronkowski really being the only guy who's been out there every week, who knows the offense very well. So if they still want to run that two tight end system, I think Fells is in the spotlight once again.
Well, it's only week four, so a lot of players aren't getting too concerned about the record right now. But still, it's only week four. What does this mean on Sunday? It's still a big game for these guys.
It is. I mean, it's your first chance in at the division. It's a clean slate, 0-0. You can get off to a good start in the division. Huge difference between 2-2, 1-3. Season's not over, or season, you know, either way, and there's still a lot of football to play, but I don't think you want to be 1-3. I think you want to get some revenge from last year's loss at Buffalo, and I think just in general, you can't see the L's piling up. The two losses they have are by a combined 3 points. It's not like it's a disastrous situation. They're not getting blown out, but they got to get a win. That's the bottom
right.
line.
I think the key is execution in that fourth quarter.
Well, yeah. No, and that's what last year against Buffalo, they had a big lead. Let it slip away. Same thing against Baltimore last week. They've got to shore that up.
That's right. All right, well, don't forget the game is on Sunday against the Bills. That'll wrap it up, though, for this segment of Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.